This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Brody Ford. San Francisco-based OpenAI has just signed a new deal with Oracle as it works on the Stargate initiative. Brody, first off, remind us what this initiative is.
Yep, this is a big deal between two Bay Area companies. So Stargate, if you remember, in the kind of first couple of days of the Trump administration, he had Oracle's Larry Ellison, OpenAI's Sam Altman come to the White House and say, we're about to spend a lot of money on AI data centers, $500 billion. At the time, a lot of people said that number seems fake. That seems too high. But yesterday, we broke the news that Oracle and OpenAI inked a deal that is unprecedented in scale for the build-out of massive numbers of data centers. Our read is that this is kind of them really putting pen to paper on this agreement they announced earlier in the year.
Was it anywhere close to $500 billion?
You know what? All said and done, it could be. So the amount of power they agreed to is 4.5 gigawatts. That's enough to power millions of homes. That's about as many home power as you'd use for the whole city of Los Angeles. And so what that means is tens of billions of dollars of NVIDIA chips, of power, of labor, construction. I mean, they've put up one data center of this size in Texas so far, and that's cost tens of billions. So when all is said and done, fulfilling this whole deal, I don't think we'll get to 500, but I mean, it is a ton of money.
How long is this going to take? You said they already put one up in Texas. I mean, where are they going to put them?
So our sources point to a couple different locations that are likely. We hear about some locations in Wisconsin, Wyoming, Georgia. I mean, anywhere that power is cheap, pretty much, or they're taking a look at. Earlier this week, Oracle put out a regulatory filing telling investors that they were going to get a deal worth $30 billion in revenue per year. That's larger than their entire cloud business today by 2028. That's the deal we're talking about today. So I would assume that this is not full steam running till 2028.
Are these data centers good for local economies? Or, you know, from a layperson's perspective, it's like, doesn't that put a drain on the power grid?
That's the classic question, right? So it's good if you're an electrician, you know, and you want to do some work on a data center. But data centers are one of the lowest job creators per square foot of any commercial property. I mean, you get more jobs out of a Walmart superstore. So they are not a economic development force for small towns. That being said, some places still are happy to have them, right? I mean, if you're in a small town in Texas, a data center coming, that's a way to say we're getting some tech revenue over here. That's somewhat true. But as you say, there's resource questions. Often they constrain the local grid. They can affect the prices other people pay. They are a bit of a dual-edged sword.
We talked about OpenAI. You talked about Oracle, possibly NVIDIA. I mean, I'm hearing a lot of Bay Area companies making money off this.
Yeah, no, it's true. This is kind of a Voltron deal, right? I mean, all the big names are involved here. And what's funny is that the background is that OpenAI was long using Microsoft as their exclusive cloud provider. At a certain point, you know, the Microsoft and OpenAI relationship became frayed for a couple different reasons. And they said, all right, you know what? Go find somebody else. And who picked up the phone? Larry Ellison, right? I mean, they're based in Austin now, but I think their heart's always there in Redwood Shores. And so, yeah, I mean, this is kind of a funny story of a lot of Bay Area companies trading money between one another.
Sure seems like that. Brody, thanks so much for the time and for the explanation. That is Bloomberg's Brody Ford. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays right here at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays. That's at 8 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.